Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is Mary Lou Ozinga with Pella Regional Health Center. She's here to talk about the medical imaging department at Pella Regional and the importance of early detection in breast cancer.
Pella Regional Health Center is just covered in pink, as is the community, and it's a very important time of year to remind folks about breast cancer and the idea of early detection, and that's the fact that early detection can save lives. And it's important to remind women all over the county and really all over the country about this. So talk about what your department does and, I guess, the importance of what you do on a day-to-day basis as a part of this.
We are very involved with mammography here. We think it's very important, and we'll try to promote screening mammograms. It has been proven to be the best possible way to detect early cancers. In the very early stages, that's when it's most easily treatable and curable.
Talk about the importance of doing this outside of just October. It's one of those where I think you'll see an uptick in October, of course, in the amount of mammograms that you do, but it's one of those where you'd like to see that year-round, I'm sure, of women who are doing this annually to make sure that not only do you have this information to go back to year to year, but that just for their health, just to see if they can get it within those early stages.
Yeah, it is very important to have your annual mammogram, and the reason you want to have it yearly is that's the best way to detect any small changes in the breast that might indicate the beginnings of a breast cancer. If you have a mammogram every 2 or 3 years, sometimes there is a bigger change, but there could be a bigger growth of a breast cancer. So we want to find these as early as possible so that we can treat it and take care of the problem.
When is it usually a time, or what age should women really start thinking about this? Because breast cancer can affect women at any age, I'm sure. But when do you typically want women to come in and start getting these annual screenings?
The recommendations from the American Cancer Society, as well as the American College of Radiology, they recommend that yearly mammograms begin at age 40. A lot of physicians like to have a baseline mammogram between the age of 35 and 40, just for comparison purposes. But it's also important if you're not in the screening population, if you're in your 20s, 30s, whatever, it's very important to know how to examine your own breasts so that you can detect any changes in the breast tissue.
And what are some of the ways that women who aren't in that screening age, like you said, in their 20s and 30s, what are the ways that they do that?
The recommendation is to do a monthly breast self-exam, and the physician can teach the woman how to do that. It's also important to do the yearly check with your clinician.
So what is the most effective way of detection?
The best technology that is out there right now is digital mammography. We've had digital mammography here at Pella Regional since 2006. It is a very precise, very detailed mammogram.
And how long has that been here at Pella Regional, and what is kind of the progress you've seen in your department in terms of not only the uptick in women, but the amount that you've been able to catch here?
We started with digital mammography in September of 2006. Digital mammography has not only been more effective in finding breast cancers, but it takes less time. If you have 15 minutes, you're able to get a mammogram. So we've seen an increase in a lot of mammograms that we are able to do, and we've seen a lot more awareness of people that are having their mammograms.
Is that a credit, you think, to the kind of exposure the last couple of years that Pella Regional has put on, whether it be through the Radiothon or whether it be through events that are going to be coming up this year, like Paint the Stands Pink? A lot of local awareness that's been going on. Do you think that's a credit to not only the number that have come in, and obviously the technology's already been there, but the number of people that have come in?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. Not only the national awareness, but local awareness too. We have been putting on the Radiothon for several years now, which really promotes mammography and brings about the awareness. Also, we've had the Pella and Pink Walk the last few years, which has also been a good awareness builder. And now with Paint the Stands Pink, this is another addition. So it's really exciting.
You are going to be on our KNIA KRLS Breast Cancer Awareness Save a Life Radiothon coming up on Thursday. Talk about what your involvement is with KNIA KRLS and how you feel that the radio station has partnered with the hospital and helped this kind of awareness spread.
Oh, I think it has a lot to do with the spread of the awareness, and I really appreciate the radio station's promotion in this. I will be there. We have lined up many speakers, some surgeons, the radiologist, and several breast cancer survivors that will come and talk to the audience about their story.
And thanks again to Mary Lou Ozinga for joining us on today's Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.